Wellington County. Residents can expect to pay more when dropping off tons of garbage at local waste facilities starting this weekend. At a county council meeting Thursday afternoon, councillors approved increasing the waste tipping fee from $130 to $145 effective February 1, its largest annual increase to date. According to staff, a review of comparing municipalities in November 2024 made it clear tipping fees are rising more quickly than anticipated, and an increase was recommended as an appropriate measure to follow trends and preserve landfill capacity. The county previously raised its fee to the comparator group average in 2020, continuing to raise it in $5 increments over the next 4 years until reaching its current rate of $130 per ton of waste. A waste tipping fee is a tonnage-based fee charged to waste facility users dropping off garbage loads and is typically determined by weighing a vehicle before and after a load is disposed of. Since the county currently operates two sites without weigh scales, tipping fees are assessed by a visual estimate from a site attendant. Five county councillors objected to the increase at the meeting, including Jeff Duncan, who suggested delaying its timing to a later date. "This is one of the higher increases that we've had. I think that the timing of it is bad. The impact is mainly on the institutional and personal sector, and a big chunk of that is homebuilders. This is putting an additional burden of cost on them," said Duncan. Solid Waste Services Committee Chair Steve O'Neill disagreed, saying residents can expect a larger increase in the future if one isn't implemented now. "Our solid waste system is not revenue neutral, so if we don't increase it now, the taxpayer will pick up the bill," agreed Dave Anderson. While supportive of the increase, Earl Campbell objected to the February 1 start date and asked for it to be delayed until April. The county's manager of Solid Waste Services, Das Soligo, said notices about the increase have already been sent out to account holders, who are primarily affected by the change. Treasurer Ken DeHart said delaying the timing would also have budget impacts. Councillors will have an opportunity to assess and consider further changes for 2026 in November. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.